yet another objection to the UCLA Big Ten move. An article in the San Francisco Chronicle raises objections on environmental grounds, linked to increased airplane travel the move entails. Note that figuring out the impact on climate change is quite complicated and no numbers are mentioned in the article. At the very least, you would have to subtract the travel that won't occur from the new travel and try to figure out the marginal impact of each. UCLA could buy credits to offset the impact, whatever it supposedly was. In any case, now that the issue has been raised, it may well pop up at the upcoming Regents meetings, perhaps in public comments if not in the actual discussion. USC, UCLA moving to Big Ten creates big problem no one is talking about. By Ann Killian, September 6, 2020. So many things are troubling about the Southern California school's plan to become part of the Big Ten in 2024. Tradition is just one concern, one that causes heartache for those of us, I'm a UCLA alum, who cherish the symmetry and rivalries of our California teams. Even more troubling, sacrificing all sports on the altar of football profits. The devaluing of the storied Olympic sports at each university. The toll the extra travel will take on athletes whose sports have multiple games per week. The diminishing of Pac-12 powerhouses for women's sports like basketball, softball and soccer. And here's another disconcerting issue, the environmental consequences of such a move. More travel means a larger carbon footprint and the devouring of more resources. I'm not the only one who thinks it is strange that this issue is not being mentioned. This hasn't received the attention it deserves, said Cal Professor of Energy Daniel Kamen, the founding director of the Renewable and Appropriate Energy Laboratory. I have not heard this as part of the debate. Both USC and UCLA have stated goals of being carbon neutral by 2025. This decision would seem to fly in the face of such targets. USC is a private university and, as such, is not accountable to government goals or mandates. But UCLA is a public university and governed by the UC Board of Regents. The University of California system announced a carbon neutrality initiative in 2013, under former President Janet Napolitano. UC, as a whole, is committed to the 2025 carbon neutrality goal, which is a real challenge when you're extending flight miles, Kamen said. This decision works exactly against the sustainability standards that UCLA is committed to. Despite the environmental issue, as we have noted in prior postings on this blog, it's hard to see the Regents actually reversing the UCLA decision. Of course, USC is beyond their reach. Moreover, pursuant to existing Regents policy, Chancellor Block, in effect acting as their authorized agent, made a deal. While the Regents could order him not to proceed, a lawsuit would probably follow, one which the Regents would likely lose.